It's Tomáš Mikolov, that's me. So I will start. This work is extension of our previous paper from last InterSpeech, which was about recurrent neural network language model, and here we will show some more details how to train this model efficiently and comparison against the standard neural network language models. So this is some quick introduction. Basically, neural network language models work better than the standard Bakov models because they can automatically share some parameters between similar words. So they perform some kind of soft clustering in low dimensional space. So in some sense, they are similar to class-based models. The good thing about these neural network language models is that they are quite simple to implement, and we do not need to deal with, for example, smoothing. And even the training algorithm is usually just the standard peak propagation algorithm, which is very well known and described. And actually, what we have shown recently was that the recurrent architecture is competitive with the feedforward architecture, which is quite nice because actually the recurrent architecture is theoretically much more powerful because it allows the model to remember some kind of information in the hidden layer, and we do not build an N-gram model with some limited history, but actually the model learns the history from the data. We will see that later in the pictures. So in this presentation, I will describe backpropagation through time slightly, which is a very old algorithm for training recurrent neural networks, and then some simple speed-up technique that is actually very similar to the previous presentation, just our technique is, I would say, much simpler. And then results after combining many randomly initialized neural network models and how this affects perplexity, and also some comparison with other techniques and some results that were not in the original paper because we obtained them later after the paper was written, and this is about some large LVCSR tasks with a lot of more data than what I will show here in the simple examples. So the model looks like this. Basically, we have some input layer and output layer that have the same dimensionality as the vocabulary, that is the W and Y. And between these two layers, there is one hidden layer that has actually much lower dimensionality, let's say 100 or 200 neurons. And actually, if we would not consider the recurrent parameters, the recurrent weights that are between the hidden layer, like between itself, then the network would be just a standard bigram neural network language model. But actually, these recurrent parameters give the model the power to remember some history and use it efficiently. So actually, in the previous paper, we were using just the normal backpropagation for training such network, but here I will show that with backpropagation through time, we can get actually better results, which would be even more obvious on character-based language models, where the usual architecture doesn't really work well, not only for the recurrent networks, but also for the feedforward networks. And actually, how does backpropagation through time work? It works by unfolding the recurrent part of the network in time so that we obtain some deep feedforward neural network, which is some kind of approximation of the recurrent part of the network. And we train this by using the standard backpropagation, just that we have many more hidden layers. So looks basically like this. If we imagine the original bigram network, and now we know that there are recurrent connections in the hidden layer, like that it is connected to itself, just that these connections are delayed in time, so that when we train the network, we compute the error vector in the output layer and propagate it back using the backpropagation, and we unfold the network in time, so basically we can go one step back in time, and we can see that the activation values in the hidden layer were depending on the state of the input layer and on the state of the previous on the state of the hidden layer in the previous time step, and so on. So basically, we can unfold this network for here for two steps in time, and we obtain a feedforward approximation of the recurrent neural network. So this is the idea how the algorithm works, and it is a little bit tricky to implement it correctly, but otherwise it is quite straightforward, I would say. The other extension that we describe in our paper is factorization of the output layer, which is basically something very similar to some class-based language models like what Joshua Goodman did in his paper 10 years ago. Just in our case, we do not really extend this approach by using some trees and so on. We keep the approach simple, and actually we make it even simpler by not even computing any classes, but we use just factorization that is based just on the frequency of the word. So basically we do frequency binning of the vocabulary to obtain these, so let's say, classes. And otherwise the approach is very similar to what was in the previous presentation. So we basically compute first the probability distribution over the class layer that can be very small, let's say just 100 output units, and then we compute just the probability distribution for the words that belong to this class layer. Otherwise the model stays the same. So we do not need to compute probability distribution over the whole output layer that can be, let's say, 10,000 words, but we will be computing the output values just for much less. So this can provide speed up in some cases even more than 100 times if the output vocabulary is very large. So this technique is very nice. We do not need to introduce any short lists or any trees. And actually, it is quite surprising that something as simple as this works. But we will see in the results that it does. So our basic setup that we have described more closely in the paper is pen tree bank. Part of the Wall Street Journal corpus, and we use the same settings as also the other researchers so that we can directly compare the results, which we extend in our ongoing work, but we will keep it simple here. So this is the importance of the backpropagation through time training. These are already the results on this corpus, and we can see that the blue curve, or I should start maybe with the baseline, which is the green line, that's modified Nesserney 5 gram. And the blue curve is when we trained for models with different amount of steps for the backpropagation through time algorithm. And we can see that the average of these four models is actually plotted in the graph. We can see that the more steps we go in time back, the better the final model is, as the evaluation of the model is still the same. It is not affected by the training algorithm. When we actually combine these models, like that we use linear interpolation to combine these models, we can see that the results are better, but the effect of using better training algorithm stays. So we still obtain quite significant improvement here. It is about 10% in perplexity, and it would be even more if we would use more training data. This is just about that 1 million words of training data. Here we show that if we combine actually more than, let's say, four models, we can still observe some improvement even after the whole combination of models is interpolated with the backup model. To combine the neural nets, we use just linear interpolation with equal weights for each model, but the weight of the backup model is tuned on the validation data. This is why the curve is slightly noisy, the red one. But we can basically see that we can obtain some very small improvements after going for more than four models. And these networks are different just in the random initialization of the weights. Here is the comparison that I was already introducing to other techniques. So The baseline can be the 5 gram that has perplexity 141. That's the first row. And then random forest that is already interpolated with this baseline achieves perplexity reduction somewhat less than 10%. And structured language models work actually better than random forests on this setup. And we can see that all the neural networks, language models work even better than that. The standard feedforward neural nets are about 10 points in perplexity better than the structured language models. Then the previously best technique on this setup was from Ahmad Emami, and it was syntactic neural network language model that has actually even more features that are like linguistically motivated. And we can see that if we train just just using the standard backpropagation, that if we train the recurrence neural network, we can obtain better results on this setup than with the usual feedforward neural network. And if we train it by backpropagation through time, we obtain quite large improvement in the end, as all these results are already after combination with the back of model. And then when we train several different models, we obtain again quite significant improvement. Actually, we have some ongoing work, and we were able to obtain a perplexity on this setup that is lower than 80 after combining a lot of different techniques. So the factorization of the output layer that I have described before leads to quite significant speedups, which is quite obvious, and we can see here that also the cost of perplexity, because we make some assumptions that are not completely true, and the approach is very simple, that the results do not degrade very much, even if we go for, let's say, 100 classes. Then if we go to even less classes, the result will go even again better, because actually the model for number of classes 1 and the size of the vocabulary is equal to the original model. So the optimal value is about square root of the size of the vocabulary. Like the optimal value to obtain the maximum speed up, of course, we can make some compromise and we can go for more classes to obtain some less efficient network that has better accuracy. What we did not have in the paper is what happens if we would actually add more data, because the previous experiments were with just 1 million of words in the training data. Here we show a graph on English GigaWord where we used up to 36 million of words, and we can see that for these recurrent neural networks, the difference against the back of models is actually increasing with more data, which is like opposite of what we can see for most of the advanced language modeling techniques that work only for small amounts of data, and when we increase the amount of the training data, then actually all the improvements tend to vanish. So this is not the case. So next, we did a lot of small modifications, how to even improve the accuracy and the speed. And one of these things is actually dynamic evaluation that can be used for adaptation of the models, which is extension or simplification of our previous approach that we have described in our last InterSpeech paper. And it basically works that we train the network even during the testing phase. But in this case, we just retrain the network on the one best during recognition. Then also, we show the paper. We have a paper where we show combination and comparison of recurrent neural networks with many other advanced language modeling techniques, which leads to more than 50% reductions of perplexity against some standard back of language models. And on some even larger data than this PEN tree bank corpus, we are able to get even more than 50% reduction in perplexity. We have also some ASR experiments and the results. And on some easy setup, that is Wall Street Journal, with some very basic acoustic models, we were able to obtain almost 20% reduction of the word error rate. And on a much harder and larger setup, which is actually the same as the one that was used last year on JHU workshop, summer workshop, we have obtained almost 10% reduction of the word error rate against back of foreground model, which is actually, I can even include the result for the model M on the on this system, which provides a reduction from 13.1 to 12.5, which means that this recurrent neural network is about twice better in word error rate reduction on this setup than model M. And also, all these experiments can be repeated as we made a toolkit that is available on this link, and the link should be also in the paper. So I would say that, yes, all these experiments can be repeated, just it takes a lot of time. So thanks for attention.
A couple of minutes for questions.
Just a second. This table?
Yeah, that's kind of the table.
Yeah, so which numbers you mean?
So there's no combination there.
This is combined with this is a combination with the backoff model, with the baseline model.
So what result would you get without combination?
Without combination, I'm not sure if it is in the paper, but basically it would be like the weight of the recurrent neural network in the combination is usually on this set about 0.7 or 0.8. So it would be definitely better than the baseline. I think it was around 120 something.
Yeah, I have some numbers for some of them.
Any other questions?